Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Show number 218. I'm joined by my buddy John Peters. How you doing, John? Pull up a stool.
All righty, thanks. Good, good.
Staying out of trouble, John?
Not too much. Doing all right.
So we were talking over the weekend, and I have this misnomer that there's no leaf raking because that's all I've been doing here. All day yesterday, I did it for hours, and I still have about 5 days left. And I thought moving to Florida, I wouldn't have to rake leaves. So am I wrong about that?
Yeah, you're pretty wrong about that. It all depends where you live. But I live around, for some reason, there's quite a few deciduous trees around me, and we lose the leaves no matter. And it's still very warm here. It's in the 70s again today, and probably close to 80, and the leaves just come down anyway. So nothing like raking in 82-degree heat, you know, so...
Well, sometimes it's better than 30-degree heat.
I guess.
Because there's no heat. But yesterday it wasn't bad here. We were in the 50s. So you're actually working up a little bit of a sweat anyway. But I hate the leaves. But do they only come down at this time of the year, or is it all year long?
They come down from probably the end of August until probably February. And then as soon as the last one comes off, you can see the new growth popping up on them already, so...
Well, that's good. See, around here, though, when they do come down, they stay down until April, May, and it's totally depressing. The grass turns, a lot of grass turns brown, the leaves are all off the trees. I mean, it's festive up until Christmas, but then the day after New Year, I'm in a state of depression until the spring.
I remember that from being up there about how bleak it was, especially, by the end of March, and you keep expecting stuff to start springing out, and there's nothing yet. So
no, it's just very, very sad. It's I want to see green. I want to see flowers. We love watching. My wife loves watching the Christmas movies on Hallmark, and my sister-in-law and all that. And they look at the snow, and it's beautiful and nice. And every picture it's in, I say, but how much nicer would that look with a big green lawn, all kind of flowers, butterflies flying around? I'm just. Like I said, when I eventually move to Florida, I'll take maybe me and Brenda go away for to a ski resort where you can actually enjoy the snow and not have to shovel it. I could live with that.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. So
exactly.
Yeah, nice week up north sometime. That'd be all the snow you'd need.
Exactly. Yeah. Throw her in the back of a snowmobile. We go snowing, sit by a fire, take a sleigh ride. You know, that all would be great. But when you got to go out at 5 in the morning to shovel your way out of the driveway just to go to work so you could drive on the road with a bunch of idiots that think just because they have four-wheel drive that the car stops as easy as it takes off, it just don't work that way. You know, so I want my Florida weather, even though you get a hurricane here or there.
We've been very lucky the last several years. We haven't even had a...
We'll stop that right now.
Don't say anything, but...
We don't want you being blamed for the latest and greatest hurricane coming to Florida. So, you're headed back down to Disney World again next weekend, huh?
Yeah, we're going to head over to the Magic Kingdom Saturday morning, check into Saratoga Springs for 2 nights for the weekend, and then Sunday go to Epcot and try to catch all the holiday performers.
Yeah, all the ones I read about last week, huh? Wednesday. Any ones in particular looking forward to?
I want to see the ones that are more the traditional Santa Claus. I want to make sure to see or hear their stories and get a picture if I can. You know, the lumberjack guy, the traditional Santa Claus in America.
Yeah.
And then probably I want to see the... Yeah, I think you were saying the one in Mexico is really good.
Yes, they're all good. I enjoy all the way around the world. I love to see how they tell the Christmas story. But Mexico is very festive with the mariachi, everything going on. It's a good time over there.
Yeah, I want to make sure to see that one and probably the German one and and I don't know, probably as many as we can possibly squeeze in. That's what we really enjoy doing at Epcot anyway, is just walking around World Showcase. So it's just something else to. And did you, I know I sent you the little booklet last year from Holidays Around the World. It's almost like a passport for the Food and Wine Festival.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're going to have those again this year. When we were out there a couple of weeks ago, they just shut down the Food and Wine booth, and they were switching them over to the
festival.
Holidays Around the World booth. So they're going to have, I guess, looks to be about 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah, I wonder when they're going to start having Christmas Food and Wine. Have chestnuts, and yeah, they're going to have that whole thing. I could see that coming in the future. I could see the kiosks being open year-round, to be honest with you. They'll just call it, because Flower Garden's almost as big as Food and Wine now. So all they have to do is plug a couple booths in through the holiday, and it would be throughout the year. I mean, I could see that coming sooner than later.
Well, they had left the two in Germany up. They left the one across the way from Africa up. The Mexican one was still there, so there's probably, and I think the Canadian one was still there, so there's probably a good 4, 5, or 6 of them that are still up that are, they're changing to the Holidays Around the World. So I believe those are going to be pretty close to being permanent structures out there, it looks like. So
yeah, I mean, sooner than later. I mean, it's nice though to grab snacks. I do admit that if you're not in the mood to go sit down anywhere, it's nice to just grab things. It's I the more food the better around Epcot for me is great.
Yes, yeah.
So did you hear there's a new acoustic group, Quick Step, debuts at Epcot's United Kingdom? It was yesterday they actually debuted it on Saturday. You going to stop by and check them out?
Yeah, if we happen to, I don't know if we'll make a special trip over there, but we're going to walk and meandering real slow through there. We'll probably stop and listen to a song or two. I saw their video, and they seem pretty interesting. So
yeah, they replaced the Paul McKenna band. I mean, I'm sorry to say I never got to see them. Did you ever check Paul McKenna out?
My wife caught one of their shows while I was probably getting a pint of Bass or Guinness over at Rose and Crown. So, but yeah, she enjoyed it. So, but I don't think I think I might have came out while they were finishing up. So,
yeah, they're right across. They're going to be performing right across from the Rose and Crown pub, and they start at 11 a.m. in the morning. So, if you get a chance, check them out. And let us know so we can tell everybody how they are. I mean, I seen the video. I would enjoy it.
Yeah. I like the Irish fiddle, so I think I'd enjoy it too. So
absolutely, grab your pint and go listen to them.
You got it.
And were you upset? I know you probably were. I mentioned it on the newscast on Wednesday. Were you highly upset about the loss of the Lumberjacks?
Giant crocodile tears is what I was crying. No, not at all. The Lumberjacks was that. I think I had even told you guys before that it was one of the most annoying things in the world to walk around the World Showcase and hear chainsaws going. So
yeah, and it was like, I mean, even their banter wasn't that good. It wasn't all it was cracked up to be, if you follow me. I mean, the concept could have been pretty good, but like you said, the chainsaws were very annoying when you're trying to relax and listen to music. It was one of the best things about World Showcase is the music that's playing. You know, the relaxing music strolling around, and then all of a sudden, it just didn't fit.
You know, I was thinking, why don't they try to put some kind of native Canadian Indian thing in there? You know, maybe something with the Eskimos or something like that, or show how the totems are carved, or, you know, something of that sort would be interesting, because there's not a whole lot in Canada about that.
Yeah, how about a rock group called Off Kilter?
Yeah, that would have been good too. But
going out on a limb, how about you should have just left well enough alone?
Yeah.
So
they should have. But
are you excited about seeing your monorail black with Star Wars on it?
Yeah. When we go to the Magic Kingdom, I'm going to definitely be looking for it. I heard that. The reason they can't do the full wraps anymore on those is because it totally ruins the paint job. So now I guess they just basically do the windows, and that's what it looked like on that one. So, but yeah, you'll definitely be looking for it. So
yeah, you get on there and get your wife to take pictures and geek out.
Exactly.
Now I wonder, that's going to run from the Magic Kingdom over through Epcot, so you might even get to see it at Epcot too, cutting through World Showcase there.
Well, that'd look great, yeah.
Get some nice photo op.
Absolutely.
So are you going to go see the Candlelight Processional this year?
We're going to maybe try Sunday when we're there, if I can talk my wife into waiting, because it's usually a hefty wait. If we don't see it this Sunday, next Sunday, then we'll probably be able to catch it. I think we've got plans to go just about every weekend from now until Christmas. So we're going to try really hard to catch it one night.
Well,
so.
Maybe you could do a Rose and Crown dinner show.
That's what I was thinking. I was looking at them.
Rose and Crown is, and I know everybody on this listens to the show knows how much I beat the Rose and Crown drum. But, I mean, you could do it fairly inexpensive to eat there.
Do you want to hear my story about Rose and Crown and why we haven't been back in 5 years?
Go ahead if you're going to punish me.
It has nothing to do with the food. You know, when we get out to Epcot, one of my favorite things in the world is to try the different beers. And especially in the UK, I love Bass, I love Guinness, and they have a sampler, a beer flight there. Mm-hmm. And so, really looking forward to my beer flight, you know. And I get there, and their draft systems were down. And they could not give me any beer. They couldn't, for some, I don't know what it was, but she didn't even offer to give me a can of Guinness or go next door to... You know, the little kiosk. I should have just walked over there and got me a Bass and came back at the fish shop. Uh-huh. But they didn't offer anything, so I ended up eating I think I had shepherd's pie that time with the Diet Coke.
Oh.
And that's just not what I was looking for. So yeah, we haven't been back since then. So.
See, I'd have been happy to regular Coke, but have you ever experienced the Bangers and Mash?
No, I want to try it. You keep raving about it, so yeah. We're probably going to give them another chance. There's really nothing on the menu that appeals to my wife all that much. I could eat about
everything.
Does
she like sausage and mashed potatoes?
Nah, not really.
You don't like sausage at all?
I know. A little bizarre, right?
I mean, I know people don't like... Usually with sausage, they don't want to eat it because it's not good for you. I've never heard of nobody not liking it. Or unless you're like vegan or... You know what I'm saying. But if you eat meat, I've never heard of nobody not liking sausage before.
She likes some types, but I don't know, that just hasn't...
I promise you she would love it.
And know what we need to do is go down there and maybe get the fish and chips, because I know she'll at least eat that, and then the bangers and mash, and then we can swap back and forth and try both. So.
Absolutely, and you could do that fairly inexpensive, and you get seats at the Candlelight.
Right, right.
This way you're not waiting in line for it.
Yeah, that sounds good, and maybe I'll... go make those reservations. We have Raglan Road on Saturday night, and then goodness, I forgot which one I made for Sunday. I made somewhere at Epcot on Sunday, but I think I forgot. Beer Garden. So
You could pass on that.
Oh, I love Beer Garden.
I know. I like Beer Garden too, but you got to have the right people to be sitting with too.
We've had three or four different groups that have just been the most annoying people in the world.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, I go there when the whole family's with me, because I know my family's annoying too.
That's what I wanted. I'd love to be able to sit at a table with just everybody knows everybody. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, every time I've eaten there, it's been with a whole group of us, so we get the table to ourselves. I wish they had it set up in there where, you know, where they had some doubles.
That would be nice.
Yeah, most of the time it's just me and my wife. So, and you don't want to, not being smart, you don't want to sit with a whole table that you feel out of place, because we're always afraid that we're going to get stuck with like six other people and be the only ones. And I'm okay with that, but my wife isn't as into, she loves people, but she's not as outgoing as me.
Right, right. Yeah, and... It's even the last time we were there, it's not even just the fact that you were sitting at a table with six other, you know, people, but the tables on both sides of you are right on top of you. So if you're in that middle seat, it's really a pain to get in and out of your chair to get back up and go back to the buffet, you know. So
yeah, it's good though. I mean, we had my godson there the one time, and he got up and sang. I mean, he was dancing with the performers, and they had him on stage. It was a good time. You know what I'm saying? But when it's just me and Brenda, we can't do that.
Yeah, you know, the reason that we love that place so much is after my son was born in '99, we didn't go out to eat for probably a year and a half, and we were rolling him around in the stroller out there when he was almost two, and he had just fallen asleep, and we walked in there and got a walk-up. Mm-hmm. and sat down, and he fell asleep and was asleep for about 2.5 hours, and we just sat in there in the AC and drank a big old beer. And so, you know, that was the first time we were able to go out to dinner with uninterrupted for in a long time. So it's one of those sentimental things, you know what I mean? So
absolutely. And all of us have those restaurants, and that's what's great about the parks. I mean, there's so many different places in there, like the ABC Commissary with my father. It's one of the last places I got, you know, when he went down, because my father's no longer with me, and I remember he was acting like a baby. He had a problem renting his scooter, and the girl, because the way he was acting, because he had to wait for it, the girl put a baby thing on his scooter, and we were laughing, like we were kidding with her. And then he had his rain slicker on, riding his scooter around the park because his back was out. And my wife was telling him he's acting like a child, so we're in the ABC Commissary, and he starts sucking his thumb with the rain hat on and a slicker on. He looked like a little 2-year-old, a 61-year-old man. My wife's picking on her, 62 at the time. It's just those memories that I'll never forget.
Exactly.
And that's why those restaurants, I eat at the ABC Commissary almost every trip just because of Pop. Even I go in there and grab a snack, just to go in there, and I can look over at a certain the table, I know right where it is, and I just can see them. And it might sound geeky, but it gives me, my dad's there every time I go down.
I gotcha. Yeah. It's amazing some of the feelings you get for certain places at Disney.
Absolutely.
With the memories, you know.
Absolutely. But anyway, appearing at this year's Candlelight Processional is, which he already performed, Gary Sinise was there from November 27th through the 29th. One of my favorites, Neil Patrick Harris, started November 30th, and he's there till December 3rd. So you're just going to miss Neil Patrick. But you're going to have the opportunity to either see Whoopi Goldberg, she's there December 4th and 5th, or actor Joe Morton, he's there December 6th through the 8th. Anna Gaystar is there December 9th through the 11th. And now some of the newer ones are new to this year. Is Meredith Vieira, she's there from December 12th to the 14th. America Ferreira, remember her from Ugly Betty? She's there from December 15th to the 17th. Then you got Chandra Wilson, the creator of Grey's Anatomy, is there December 18th through the 20th. Then you got Daniel Day Kim. He's from my show, Hawaii 5-0. And then you got Edward Jades Almos, which is there December 24th through the 26th. Kim is there the 21st through the 23rd. You got Blair Underwood, who's there December 27th and 28th. And then you got Amy Grant the 29th to 30th. Hopefully she sings.
Exactly. That'd be great.
So you got Whoopi Goldberg and Joe Morton for this week. And you could see, do you like Meredith Vieira? She's there the following weekend if you're going to be there, like you said.
I think any three of those would be fine. Really, I don't think we'd even be able to get into Whoopi Goldberg because the crowds for her are usually crazy. But
For some reason, your earliest show is usually I found the easiest.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but the couple years we've seen it, the earlier shows were the easiest. And I like to go to an early one so I can see Candlelight Processional late. I mean, Illuminations late.
Right.
You know, because after you just sit through that and then standing for, you know what I mean? I'd like to see the show, roam around for a while, then see Illuminations instead of going from one to the other, if that makes sense.
Be able to stretch your legs a little bit.
Yeah, go grab something else to eat. But yeah, you could do, they do the 5 o'clock one. You might be able to get a late lunch at Rose and Crown and do the dinner package.
I'm going to get off the phone with you. I'm going to see if I can talk my wife into it. So
okay.
I'll claim it's a research trip for the podcast.
Yeah.
So we have to do it. So.
Yeah, blame it on me. That's what everybody does around here. So, I mean, but that sounds good. And I'm looking, I can't wait to get down for Christmas again. It's my favorite time. It's my favorite time down there. The decorations are absolutely gorgeous.
And they're everywhere, you know, so it's not like if you're at the resort, you're not going to catch some. If you're at any of the parks, you're going to see some. So
you're going to head over and everywhere. See the frozen gingerbread at the Contemporary?
We'll probably make it over for a resort tour. Probably not this next weekend, but maybe the weekend after or something. We'll do the resorts. So I'm going to do those three on the monorail loop and then Boardwalk and Yacht and Beach Club. So
you're gonna hop over. Santa Claus is now open. He's ready to greet you now over at the Magic Kingdom. Santa Claus has arrived at the Magic Kingdom and is now meeting and greeting in Town Square. You'll find Santa in Town Square Courtyard, normally home to Princess Aurora. During Santa's visit, Aurora has moved to Fantasyland. The Santa Claus meet and greet is now open through Christmas Eve, December 24th. You going to head over and see Santa?
We'll walk past it. If the line wasn't too long, we'd wait in line. But
you know you want to get your picture taken with Santa.
Actually, I want to try to catch the Santa Goofy out at Disney Springs some point. That's the one I really want. So
I haven't seen him yet. You get pictures of him for the show.
They say, regular Santa is at Disney Springs up until the 24th, and then from Christmas until New Year's Day, it's Goofy Santa. So that's the one I want to get. So,
I would like to get a picture with Goofy Santa.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
But that's going to be about it. There's not much more news. Do you have anything that you've seen out there, John, you wanted to talk about?
No, I think you covered pretty much everything that I saw. So
we're going to head into what we're going to do today is we're going to have a little fun. We're going to do a little love it, like it, leave it. And you understand how this works, right, John?
I got you.
Okay, and I will start you off. What we're going to do, we're going to give you three things. We're going to love one, you're going to like one, and then you're going to get rid of one. You're going to leave it. So I'm going to kick it off, and I'll start you off first, and I'll give you an easy one. Soarin', Test Track, and Spaceship Earth.
Let's see. I love Spaceship Earth. I like Test Track, and I'll leave, actually. I know it goes against everybody, all the fanboys in the world, but I'd leave Soarin'. So.
I would have to be on that, because I'd probably be with you, because I like Test Track more, and I do love Spaceship Earth. Spaceship Earth is a Disney classic. And it's one of those rides that I hope they never get rid of. I mean, I hope they continue to just keep updating, and I don't see what else they would put in the ball. Hopefully nothing anytime soon. And Soarin' is the least, my wife loves it, but it's the least, I'm least attached to that. Test Track is my favorite ride in Spaceship Earth and American Adventure are like two rides that I love. They're like attached to me, but my most exhilarating ride and my favorite ride to get on is Test Track at Epcot. I just have to do it every trip.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I still like it a lot, but I do prefer the older version. But I realize why they had to change it, and you know, it is more interesting waiting in line, getting to build your car and stuff with your family. But I still miss the shop and stuff, you know. So
I did like the shop myself. I wish they could have kind of kept maybe a little more of that as you're walking in. You know what I'm saying? Like kept it kind of the same, and then added the car aspect to build a car.
Right.
I think that, but I do like the newer. I do like the new one better. I mean, I miss where you go in and get burnt and frozen. Yeah, that part was always fun, especially when you'd be on somebody like with my mother-in-law, and she'd get a little nervous about it. Like, what's going on here? You know, when you
it
get
does
to scare
say corrosive,
somebody.
So.
Yeah, it does say corrosion, but like to scare somebody, it's kind of fun. But I do like the newer version better. So hit me with one.
All right. You got popcorn, a Dole Whip, and a turkey leg.
I would have to say I would love the Dole Whip. I would like the popcorn, and I would get rid of the turkey leg. And the reason being is I just feel like a Neanderthal roaming around the park, and everybody who knows me is I'm like, even at the construction site, the guys pick on me because I have to have a napkin. I cut things. I'm a germ. I'm like a cleanophobe. I'm a neat person. I don't like things hanging out my mouth when I eat. I'm the guy that eats pizza out with a knife and fork. Yeah, I don't like to be. I'm not a slob. Yeah, you know, I clean. If you hire me to work on your house will be cleaner when I leave than when I got there.
Gotcha.
But I just something about the turkey legs are good, but they're just I just feel funny eating them things roaming around the park, and then you got to sit down, and then your family's sharing it. You look like a bunch of cavemen.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night when I made up the list, and my wife was saying she doesn't even ever remember actually eating a turkey leg. And I was thinking, well, you know what, maybe we'll we were talking about it, we need to try one, but maybe we'll buy it and take it back to our resort and sit down at a table.
Exactly. You'd have to, like, you'll see families all huddled together, like, all taking pieces from it, and it's like, and I'm saying to myself, well, I hope all you guys used antibacterial on your hands before you all started picking at that bone. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, if you follow me. That's crazy, Doc. But the popcorn, I love the popcorn because I always get the containers, and I get, they're like souvenirs. I keep changing them and stuff like that. But I love the Dole Whip because the Dole Whip is just Disney. It's just something special to Disney. I don't eat pineapple ice cream anywhere else, do you?
No, I don't even know where else you can actually find it. So
I mean, don't do it at different places. Every certain times of the year, you'll see companies have different flavors, and it'll remind you of it. But I don't even want to try it anywhere else because I feel like I'm cheating on Disney. I only want to have my Dole Whip at Disney. It's something to look forward
there's
to.
Something about standing there in Adventureland eating a Dole Whip. It just makes your Disney trip, you know?
Absolutely. Now I'm going to hit you with the next one.
All righty.
The monorail, the friendship boats, or the buses?
Doug, we think alike. That's actually the next one that I have written down.
That's good. That's fine. You said you had a bunch of them, so you could skip to another one.
Holy cow, that's just odd. But
and I'll answer it for you after you're done answering it for me.
All right. I love the ferry boats. Well, are we the friendship boats? Yeah.
Any of them. The friendship boats are the ones over at Epcot. They're my favorite, but any of the boats we could have it as.
Yeah, I love those. I probably like the monorail, and I could leave the bus.
Yeah.
Although it's useful, but I could still leave it. So.
I'm the same way, and anybody who listens to this show knows me with the friendship boats and the train is like every trip must do, have to do it. I love the boats also to come over from Fort Wilderness and the Wilderness Lodge. I love. Have you ever ridden on those boats?
No, we were going to stay at Wilderness Lodge and take those, but we ended up canceling that reservation, changing it to Animal Kingdom next summer, Animal Kingdom Lodge. So, but yeah, I've always wanted to, but no, we've never even been on those boats.
Well, you get a chance maybe on one of your next trips, or if you want to leave from the Magic Kingdom and do what I say on the show all the time, head over there and have a lunch.
Yeah, that's an idea.
You know, and you can get on them. They don't, you know, they won't card you or anything that you're not staying at. You can just say you're visiting a resort. They won't give you any problems. But those boats are just so nice, and the way they go back behind the Contemporary, you get to see the backside of the Contemporary. You get to see the Fort Wilderness Beach and all, and then there's like the area where there's a couple islands out there that you can see where all the animals are. Like, there's all kind of birds and stuff flying around. It's a really nice, and the boats are cool because they're not super big. They're just the right size. And you can sit outside on them, too.
Which, yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, to me, it's like one of the best rides in the park. But
we take the friendship boats a lot between Epcot and Hollywood Studios and stuff like that. So that's usually the ones I'm on. So.
They're awesome. That's my dream job. I'm Gilligan one of these days. But yeah, love the friendship boats, like the monorail, and then leave the buses. I haven't been on a bus in years, but I do like the buses. Dennis is a big fan of the buses. I think he might have gone friendship boat, buses, monorail, but I'm not sure. But he did love his buses. He said he would like to be Ralph Cramden one day.
Drive him around.
He would fit that part very well. What's that?
When we stay out there, we always take the bus to the Magic Kingdom because it's just a lot easier. It puts you at the front gate instead of having to drive over there, you know, and then take the monorail all the way across. So
yeah, and the ferry boats aren't. Yeah, you know, the ferry boats are nice, but they get sometimes they're way too congested for me, claustrophobic.
Yeah, they're not like the friendship boats or the other boat you're talking about, the Wilderness Lodge. It's a lot more people on there.
Yeah, there's a ton of people on there.
Yeah, it's not the same peaceful ride, you know. So.
Give me your next one, Vince. I stole one from you.
All right, that'll be okay. All right, here's a tough one for you. La Cellier Filet, the Yak and Yeti Fried Wontons, and the Burgers, Bangers and Mash.
Oh, you got me on this one. This is a tough one. This is how I know you listen to the show.
That's a mean one.
It is. It's absolutely mean. Okay, I'd have to go love my bangers and mash. I'd have to like my fried wontons, believe it or not. And I'd have to leave my Le Cellier filet mignon.
Okay.
And believe me, that is way, way hard. But bangers and mash are just my favorite thing now. And it will be for a while. The fried wontons are just such a treat. And I can't get them anywhere else. I make a good filet at home. So that's why I would go that way. But I do love the atmosphere in Le Cellier. But that was a good one. And yeah, I would hate to have to kick Le Cellier to the curb, but I have to.
About the only time you'd ever do that.
Exactly.
Right?
I want to add some food to you. Columbia All Harbor right. House, Pecos Bills, and Casey's Corner.
I would love Columbia Harbor House. The new menu or the old menu at Pecos Bills? The new menu?
I guess the new, yes.
Yeah, you know what? I'm still gonna like that because I like Tex-Mex food.
Okay.
So I'm gonna like that, and then I'm gonna leave Casey's Corner. I'm not a giant hot dog guy. So.
Okay. Now, have you tried the new food at Pecos yet?
No, but I looked at it and read a couple of reviews, and it looks really good. So maybe we'll hit them on Saturday. We're gonna be there, at Magic Kingdom Saturday morning. So maybe we'll hit them for lunch.
Well, we'll have to get a trip report from you on this one. Especially on Pecos
right,
Bills.
Good.
We'll have to do a restaurant review if you go there. We're not going to hold you to it. I know you will over the next few weeks. But whenever get that new Pecos Bills, whenever you eat the food there, you gotta give us a review on it. Let our listeners know how good it actually is.
You know, they weren't open just yet when I walked in there, I think 2 weeks ago. But they had the condiment, or not the condiments, but the fixin's bar out. And that stuff actually looked fantastic. It was all fresh. Had lime, guacamole. I think it was two or three different types of salsa. So
they better have flour tortillas. I cannot eat corn.
I think they are flour tortillas. So.
Do you like the corn or the flour?
No, I'm a flour guy.
Yeah, there's something about the corn because and I love corn on the cob. We have the best. Jersey corn is the best. You know, Jersey corn and tomatoes are incredible. That's one of the things I will miss about home. I might have to drive home during the summer just to bring home a bunch of vegetables. But there's something about a corn tortilla, man, that has like major... It's like diet soda to me. It has major aftertaste. I don't know what it is. It bites me back.
Gotcha.
So, but your next one. This will be another... You give me my next one.
All right. The boardwalk, and that's one Swan Dolphin. We're gonna put them together, or the beach club.
The boardwalk, the Swan and Dolphin, or the beach club. And I'm gonna answer the last one first because I forgot to give my 2 cents. Mine, I would love the Columbia Harbor House. I would like Casey's Corners and leave Pecos Bills, just because it broke my heart and took my burgers away. But I do like a good hot dog, even though my wife won't let me have them. They're like treats around here. Ain't nothing like a hot dog on the grill. You slice it down the middle, you let it open up, and then you put your condiments down the crack that opens up in the middle of the hot dog. Good stuff, man. But the Swan and Dolphin, Boardwalk, and the Yacht and Beach Club. It's tough. I would probably, and this is going to surprise everybody, because I've had some really good stays, so I'd love the Boardwalk. I would like the Swan and Dolphin. I'd probably leave the Beach Club. And I like the Beach Club. It's beautiful and all. I just don't feel like I fit in. I feel like Larry the Cable Guy meeting Thurston Howe. You know, I just... The Yacht Beach Club and the Grand Floridian for me is... It's weird. And everybody's always been beautiful, wonderful, and nice. But I always feel like everybody's looking at me like I don't belong.
The Beach Club I don't mind. But you're right about the Grand Floridian. I think we've... been over there a grand total of maybe twice, and the cast members are always super nice and super accommodating, but it feels so awkward to and I can't imagine staying there and walking through the lobby in a bathing suit. It would not feel right.
Feel like you're what's the cousin's name from Christmas Vacation.
Cousin Eddie.
That's right. You feel like Cousin Eddie on Christmas Vacation when you're at either the Floridian's worse. But the Yacht and Beach Club, yeah, I love the Yacht and Beach Club. It's beautiful. We're there every trip. We, you know, we go over there, we eat there, we roam through, we head over to Epcot. But just staying there. I've stayed at the Swan and Dolphin quite a few times, and because I've stayed there so many times, it's like home to me. I enjoy it. It's probably the resort I've stayed the second most at, just because of I've constantly gotten deals there over the years, and it's right on property, and I love the location. I could stay at, and the thing that's nice about the Swan and Dolphin is that you have cable, you have HBO, you have shows. Your TV actually has channels on it compared to the Disney channels. Even though Disney, the last few trips, the resorts have gotten a lot more channels. Have you noticed that?
I think last time we were there, we did notice some more channels. Yeah.
Exactly. But for the longest time there, man, you barely had it. You had cable, but there was barely anything on it. You know, and over at the Swan and Dolphin, the rooms are a little bit bigger. And you would get the same room at the same location for half the price as the Yacht and Beach Club or the Boardwalk.
Yeah, you're right.
And the only thing they get you with is the parking and the newspaper every day that they charge you for the room charges. But I stayed there quite a few times for like under $130 a night, which you can't beat that.
That's not bad at all. No.
So I'll give you your next one now. This is going to be a tough one. Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Space Mountain.
I love Splash Mountain, like Big Thunder, and leave Space Mountain.
Oh, so. You're in this. That was easy for you.
Yeah, that wasn't all that hard.
What if I'd have thrown Expedition Everest?
If you would have thrown that one in there, it would have been a lot tougher.
Okay.
That would have been a like, and then I would have moved Big Thunder Mountain down to leave.
Oh, you're a traitor on me. Mine would have still stayed the same. I switched it at the last moment to add all the mountains at the park, but I would have actually go Splash Mountain, love. Like Big Thunder, and if I never go on Space Mountain again, it wouldn't bother me. I do it when I'm with groups, but that ride beats me up way too much, Space Mountain.
It is one of the roughest roller coaster. I think it is the roughest roller coaster at Disney.
And even though it's smoother since they redid it, it's still I still feel like I'm gonna rack my head every time, and I feel like I'm a 10-pound of bologna stuffed in a 5-pound bag. You know, you just feel way... Don't you feel sardined in there?
Yeah, you are squished. Another one that's kind of like that is the new Seven Dwarfs coaster. It's kind of a tight little squeeze, too. But then again, you're in the... At least you're outside in the open on that one.
Yeah,
so.
You don't feel... Well, the thing of it is you're not ducking down because you feel like you're... Even though you know you're not going to hit your head, you're still scrunching in the car.
It still has that appearance, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're like that super tall guy. Then no matter how big the doorway is, he still ducks.
Right.
You know, because he's hit his head so many times that he's gun-shy. And that's how it is when I go on there. I mean, even though you know you won't, you can reach up, you can't hit anything. You still feel like you're going to. So, give me my next one.
Alrighty. We're going to go with the classic souvenirs from Disney. So, you got an ear hat, a balloon, or a stuffed animal plush.
Okay. I'm gonna love the ear hat because I look good in it. And I'm gonna. What was the second one again?
A balloon. The balloon. The classic Mickey Mouse.
This
balloon.
Is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna love my mouse hat. I'm gonna like my balloon because I'm gonna carry it with my mouse hat, and I'm not gonna carry the stuffed animal because it's a little too geeky for me. But no, I'm gonna love the hat. I'm gonna like the balloon. And I'm gonna leave the plush.
Okay.
Which way do you go on that?
It would be the balloon. I love. Like would be the ear hat and leave would be the stuffed animal. So, but
even though I have more stuffed animals than anything else from the parks, as far as them.
Yeah, so do we. So my wife's a giant stuffed animal collector. So,
I love my Sven from Frozen.
He's the coolest. Yeah, actually, I'm looking at her. I'm looking at hers right now on top of the dresser.
He's the coolest man. Him and Olaf made that movie.
Yeah, actually, that's what's playing on television is Frozen too. So there you go.
Well, you got that on your TV right now?
Yep.
You're rolling today in the Disney magic down there.
In the Disney mood. So, just a real quick story. The balloon I've always loved because when I was a kid, my mom started taking me to Disney probably, and I think it was we went actually when I was like 3 months old, so 71. But that was, you know, living here, we'd go a lot, so I didn't get a whole bunch of souvenirs every time, but the one thing she'd always get me would be a balloon.
Oh, that's awesome. So you gotta love the balloon.
Yeah. So I still love silly balloon at 44 years old. So
it's crazy how it makes you think, like, those little things. That's what's great about Disney. Like, every, you don't even have to buy the balloon every time. Just seeing it reminds you of Mom.
Yeah.
That's the great things about the parks. This is going to be a real tough... I don't know if it's going to be real tough, but I'm going to give the three Magic Kingdom classics. Haunted Mansion, Pirates, and It's a Small World.
I could leave Small World, that's for sure. Now, the other two... I'd have to go with Haunted Mansion as love and Pirates as like. So.
Okay, and any specific reason why you picked one over the other?
Haunted Mansion is just my... That's probably my favorite ride in all of the... All of Disney World. Always have loved it. Liked Pirates an awful lot, but it's just not quite up to my Haunted Mansion. So, yeah, Haunted Mansion's my favorite. So.
Yeah, my wife's favorite is Haunted Mansion. I would have to go just the opposite. I'd love Pirates. I would like Haunted Mansion. I would leave It's a Small World. Now, we do It's a Small World almost every trip, and that's my favorite, quote, do-do. But But I can only do it once. If you do it more than once, then it gets annoying. But you can do it the one time, and it's awesome. But the reason I love Pirates is because that's what made me fall in love with the parks. The very first trip we went on was in 97. And when I got on Pirates, went through the queue, got on the ride, I was just in awe. And by the time that was done, I was completely booking our next trip. I didn't even need to see the rest of the parks. I was totally in love after I was on Pirates. And then after that, we did go over to Haunted Mansion, and my wife was almost in tears because she ain't been there since she was a little kid. And she wasn't in tears, but she was so taken back because she couldn't believe how – she hadn't been there since, like, 77, 78. She was there in 76 for the bicentennial, and then she went back again the following years. And then she ain't been there since she was a kid, since then. And she couldn't believe everything at the Magic Kingdom looked identical to when she was a little girl. And she remembered Haunted Mansion. She remembered her older sister being scared to go on it. And she remembers being a big girl and couldn't wait to go on it. So all those little memories are what makes her love Haunted Mansion. That's what makes me love it. As we go every single trip we go on. And the only thing that bothers me about Haunted Mansion is I don't know, taking my mother-in-law on there, or taking an elderly person on that ride with that floor, the way it runs, I'm surprised, and getting off is worse. Getting onto the Beltway is easier than when you're getting off the Beltway.
Yeah, it's quite speedy, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like, I'm behind my mother-in-law every time praying to goodness that she's not going over. You know, I mean, have you ever, I'm waiting for every trip I'm there for somebody, I'm surprised more people don't take spills than what they do on that ride.
Yeah.
So. Give me another one.
Alrighty, and it's your beers. Coors Light, Peroni, and the Molson.
Oh, jeez. Well, it's pretty easy as far as... It's easy that I leave the Coors Light because I can get that at home. And I can get the other two at home, but they're not as special as when I'm at the parks. And I'd probably... It's close, and I'd probably have to say that... I'd probably have to go with the Perini. So I'd love the Perini. I'd like the Coors Light. I mean, I leave the Coors Light, and I like the Canadian Molson. So it's love the Perini, like the Molson Canadian, and leave the Coors Light. And the only difference is I do get the Perini tastes the same here though. Like how can I put it? It's almost the same. The Coors, the Molson though seems stronger when I'm at Epcot at Canada than it does at home for some reason.
Yeah, you know, they might actually have that directly actually be brewed in Canada there, and then the bottled one you buy at the house might actually just be brewed in New York, because a lot of those import beers are like that. They actually have breweries here, so
yeah, it might have to be. Also, there's certain proof that it can only be or
alcohol.
Being Canada has like. The being everything can be authentic at Epcot, they probably have different laws where they can have the actual proof there that you can't have in the States, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. So.
But I'll give you one more. The People Mover, the Walt Disney World Railroad, or the Jungle Cruise?
Oh, that's a tough one for me. Those are three of my classic favorites, so... I would love the People Mover. What was
the Railroad Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise, man. I hate to do it to you, but I'm going to have to like the Jungle Cruise. I'm going to leave the Railroad.
Shame on you. I don't know if you're invited back now.
Yeah, the Jungle Cruise, that's one of mine I'd have to do every time, and the People Mover also. So, yeah, I'd have to go that way.
See,
so.
I'm just the opposite. You guys know, and it's hard for me. I'd be loving the Railroad and cheating on it with the TTA or the People Mover, because that's how close those two are. But I would love the Railroad. I would like the TTA, and I would leave the Jungle Cruise. Because the Jungle Cruise, we don't go on every single trip. I do like it, but I don't. For some reason, I'll just forget it. How can I put it? I'll blow by it sometimes, and then I forget about it until we're not at the park no more. And I'll be like, darn it, we missed the Jungle Cruise. Because usually we go in and go straight to Pirates. We go past it, and we plan on going back. Then we go to Pirates. We have a fast pass for Splash or Big Thunder or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. You follow me? So it always seems like the Jungle Cruise is left out a lot of times.
Gotcha.
And what's your thought? Your thought. Do you do fast pass for Pinocchio, or do you never go on it?
For which
Pinocchio.
One?
Pinocchio ride.
Oh,
Peter Pan, you mean? I'm sorry. Why am I saying Pinocchio? Pinocchio. I'm thinking of. We were talking about the Pinocchio Village, the restaurant, on a couple episodes, so it was stuck in my head. So, how do you guys ever do Fast Pass for Peter Pan?
Yeah, we do Fast Pass. Ideally, with the Fast Passes I like to get from Magic Kingdom are probably Peter Pan, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and then maybe Splash Mountain, because the Pirates and Jungle Cruise, you can actually, if you get their rope drop, you can hit those two with no crowd whatsoever, and then probably even hit Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and then walk right over and get your fast pass, use your fast pass for Splash Mountain. So, ideally, that's the way we like to do it, but it usually doesn't work out that well.
No, I hear you. Like Peter Pan, I wanted to see the new queue, so we waited, but it's awesome. But it isn't worth. I mean, that wait on that ride is crazy. I don't get it. It's an awesome ride, but I can't. It isn't worth the wait every trip. If you follow me.
No. If you don't get a fast pass for it, I don't. We never wait for it. If I don't have a fast pass for it, we'll just do it next time we go out. So.
Well, that's where you're lucky. You're always down there. Give me one last one, John.
All right, your last one. All right, this is gonna help me make up my mind for. Next couple of weeks, the Osborne Lights, the lighting of the castle, or the candlelight processional.
Oh, wow. Mine would be, I would have to go, and this is hard to say, I would have to go love the candlelight processional, as I've done it a few times with my mother-in-law and my wife and all, and there's like great memories there. The Osborne Lights would be second just because it's going away, and then the lighting of the castle would have to be leave, because the castle's awesome. But the castle gets lit all year long, and I love the castle however it's lit. It's always there. The Osborne Lights are only there once a year.
Yeah, and they're going,
so. How sad are you about that?
I know what's coming, and I know why they have to get rid of it, so I'm okay. So,
if you're in for the greater good.
Yeah, but it's a shame. You know, like we were talking about before, it's a shame they just still don't have a residential street they could open once a year and throw the lights back there. But they don't. So, you know, what are you going to do?
I'll give you one fun one that I had.
All right.
And then we'll call it a show. Captain EO, Primeval World. You got this?
Yep.
Captain EO, Primeval World, and what was the third one I was going to say? Now I lost my train of thought. Captain EO, Primeval World. Or there was another bad ride that I was thinking about. Oh, Chester and Hester.
I actually have this one written down of Captain EO, Primeval World, and the Teacup.
Okay, there you go. I'll answer that one for you. I would leave all three of them and run. I would actually love the teacups because they're actually official Disney. But Primeval World, Captain EO, or they. I'm so glad that Captain EO is going. I wish Primeval World was out the door with it.
I wish they would just get rid of that entire land, but...
Well, that's what I'm hoping about now with the Good Dinosaur coming out. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen the movie, but I saw the preview, so and it looks pretty good.
It looks awesome, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. And what I'm hoping is, and I know it'll be way, way down the road, but I'm hoping the Good Dinosaur takes over that area.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm hoping that because now they'll have something to build off of because they really haven't had a background for a dinosaur movie. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think that would fit in. I'm hoping that this is a major success, and they decide to reimagine that area and get rid of some of those things over there and bring that in there. That's what I'm hoping.
Now that would be great, and it'd be ideal. It'd fit in, and they've already put Pixar into Animal Kingdom, so you know with Bug's Life and Finding Nemo musical, so it would fit in perfect over there.
And then you seen Inside Out the other day. What was your thoughts?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was it's a little more of an adult film than, well, I mean, it's, you know, still written for kids, but, you know, it would have a hard time understanding 3 or 4 or 5 year old have understanding the concept of your emotions being person or characters.
No, I hear you. I think the two, three and four year old would just like the elephant bouncing around.
Yeah.
You know, just seeing the movement like that, and stuff like that. They would be into that, but they're not going to get the story. But it was really good. I mean, out of all the Disney movies, we'll have to rate them on the show one time. We'll rate all the Pixar movies from 1 to 10 or something like that. And Toy Story will be 1, 2, and 3 for me. And then so on. But no, we'll have to do that one of these shows coming up. It isn't my favorite. Like, it isn't on the class because I know you and my wife both love Ratatouille. It don't hit that height. But it is a very, very good movie.
Yeah, I've enjoyed, I think, all the Pixar movies that I've seen. The one that I just can't watch again is Up. It's just
too depressing.
My God, that left me a mess. Oh. So yeah. I mean, you know, being married for a long time, and then God, that's brutal.
Oh, absolutely. Me and my wife felt the same way. Like, it does. It reminds you of, like, you don't want to lose her.
Yeah.
It would break my heart. I mean, it's just that. But that movie was written so well. It's awesome, and Russell's my boy.
Yeah, my wife loves Doug, so yeah.
Well, no, Russell was the Russell's the kid.
Yeah, she loves Doug.
Oh, okay. Dog, so. I thought you said she loves dogs. That's why I got confused. I misheard you. But I love Russell. He's my avatar for my Disney experience.
Okay.
He's my avatar. He's my boy. But that's going to be it for this week, John. I'll buy this week for you coming on again. I really appreciate it. You can leave the tip.
Sounds
if you
good.
Guys could please go over to iTunes and leave us a review. Check John out at Beer Solo on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at WDW Main Street. And we will catch you guys next week. Thanks for joining us, and have a great week, guys.
Thanks
a lot. Bye-bye. Well, that's going to be it, guys. The Main Street Pub is closed. I'm going to hop off my stool, pay my tab. Please head over to iTunes and leave me a review. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter at WDW Main Street. And please don't forget our fine sponsors. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. If you need me to book your next Disney World vacation, contact me at American Tourist Travel, 856-227-9200. And last but not least, our good friends over at David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Yacht Club, the Beach Club, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And go check us out over at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. Thank you and have a great week. Bye-bye.